Christmas by Joachim Miller, read from LibriVox.org by Jason Mayall. Celebrate Columbus Day 2006. Behind him lay the gray Azores, behind the gates of Hercules. Before him, shores. Before him, only shoreless seas. The good mate said, "Now must we pray, for lo, the very stars are gone." "Brave admiral, speak, what shall I say?" "Why say, sail on, sail on." "My men grow mutinous day by day, my men grow ghastly, wan, and weak." The stout mate thought of home. A spray of salt wave washed his swarthy cheek. "What shall I say, brave admiral? Say if we sight not but seas at dawn." "You shall say at break of day, sail on, sail on, sail on, and on." They sailed and sailed as winds might blow, until at last the blanched mate said, "Why now, not even God would know, should I and all my men fall dead. Winds forget their way, for God from these dread seas is gone." "Now speak, brave admiral, speak and say," he said, "sail on, sail on, and on." They sailed. They sailed. Then spake the mate, "This mad sea shows his teeth tonight, curls his lip, he lies in wait, with lip to teeth as if to bite. Brave admiral, say but one good word. What shall we do when hope is gone?" Words leapt like a leaping sword. "Sail on, sail on, sail on, and on." Then pale and worn he kept his deck and peered through darkness. Ah, that night of all dark nights, when men expect a light, a light. Starlit flag unfurled, it grew to be time's burst of dawn. He gained a world, he gave that world its grandest lesson. On, sail on. End of